Mother, come read my love to me. Come read us both as one. Shall I marry farewell on dear, or bring the brown girl home? The brown girl has both house and land. Fair Ellen, she has none. Therefore I charge you with my blessing to bring the brown girl home. He dressed himself in his very best clothes. He wore a golden ring. And every town that he passed through, they took him to be some king. And when he came to Fair Ellen's door, he knocked at the ring. There was none so ready as Fair Ellen herself to arise and let him in. What news, Lord Thomas, she cried. What news for me? I came to invite you to my wedding. Sad news, cried she. Oh, mother, come read my love to me. Come read it to as one. Shall I go to Lord Thomas's wedding, or shall I tarry at home? There are many may be your friends, daughter dear. There's many may be your foes. Therefore I charge you with my blessing to Lord Thomas's wedding. Don't go. There's many may be my friends, mother dear. There's many may be my foes. Betide my life, betide my death, to Lord Thomas's wedding I'll go. She dressed herself in scarlet red. She wore a golden ring. And every town that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. She rode till she came to Lord Thomas's gate. She knocked at the ring. And none was so ready as Lord Thomas himself to arise and let her in. He took her by the lily-white hand. He led her through the hall. He sat her down at the head of the table above the other ladies all. Is this your bride, Lord Thomas? She said. Methinks she looks wondrous brown. You once could have married as fair a lady as ever the sun shone round. The brown girl had a little knife which was both sharp and keen. She found the brown girl. She found Fair Ellen Dear's ribs and pierced her between. Art thou blind, Lord Thomas, she said. Are you blind, or can't you see? Don't you see my own heart's blood come twinkling down from me? Lord Thomas had a sharp sword. Lord Thomas had a sword by side as he walked about the hall. He cut his bride's head off from her shoulders and kicked it against the wall. He placed the handle against the wall, the tip against his breast, saying, "This is the end of three dear lovers. God send us all to rest." "Go dig my grave," Lord Thomas cried. "Go dig it wide and deep, and bury fair Ellen dear in my arms, the brown girl at my feet." Trying to change that one the way Mom sung it, and I got a little bit mixed up on the verses there, but I finally got them straightened out, and that was the way she sang that song. Mm-hmm. It has been a long time since I'd heard that one sung.